Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Let's get right into it this morning. We got a pretty angry mom who was hoping for some help this morning from anyone who has been through this. Her 15-year-old is refusing to lift a finger until her terms are met. That's pretty brave. I can't wait to see how this ends. Kayla, right here from good old Rochester, wrote in and says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My 15-year-old daughter spent most of her freshman year on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Her screen time would be 7+ hours per day. And I took her phone away for talking back and slamming doors like she's auditioning for a teen soap opera. Now she's refusing to do anything. No chores, no homework, no speaking, unless it's to yell, this is emotional abuse, from under a weighted blanket. We attempted to limit her screen time using Apple control, which she was able to somehow bypass. Kids are smart today.
Mm-hmm.
We have given her plenty of chances to change her behavior, but it has not improved. Like I mentioned, she won't do chores or participate in any constructive activities. She chooses to lay on her bed and do nothing. In her mind, she thinks she is going to waste the entire summer as soon as school ends by sitting in her room on her phone. She tells me her terms are she will only engage once she has her phone again. Anyone have any advice or suggestions? I feel like this kid is making me lose my mind. That came in from Kayla.
I love the weighted blanket.
Yeah, she seems really comfortable. This is emotional abuse. Kids are so quick today to yell abuse. God, I wish I knew that was a thing when I was a kid. I would be yelling it all the time.
Your dad would have been like, you don't know abuse.
You have no idea.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys, 585-252-9800. What are your thoughts? We need help on this one today. If you took away something from your child, whether it's their phone, whether it's their Xbox, and they refuse to lift a finger until they get it back, what would you do? Because I'll tell you one thing. Here's my advice. I, too, could be pretty petty as an individual. Kayla, you need to hold the line. If that takes her doing nothing all summer in her room, laying on her bed, I guarantee you that she can't hold out all summer. She can't. She's a prisoner. She can't drive. Where's she going?
Yeah.
I put bets down that the daughter gives in first. Or you could just put a point system in a place. You know what I mean? Like my buddy did with his daughter.
The point system.
Once she gets to a certain amount of points, she could have her phone back. But I don't know. Kids act differently when the ball's in their court.
This is emotional abuse.
Yeah. The weighted blanket.
The weighted blanket.
staring at the ceiling in her really nice bedroom.
No, fully. She has a bathroom attached. I'm like, wait, what? What's happening here? Okay. Some kids just don't really get it.
No, of course not.
They're never going to have to. Like when I was younger, I would like threaten my mom. I'm like, I'm going to call CPS. She's like, okay, you'll have a really fun time in the system. You have no idea.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
God forbid I even said something like that. Are you kidding? Let alone called? Just bringing that up, that would have been the end of me.
Yeah. They're like, no, I'll call.
Here's a shovel. Go dig a hole in the backyard.
Dakota from Rochester says, I would say if it's so abusive, then go to a homeless shelter. Don't stand down. She's not in charge.
Yeah, you can always take it or open door mission. Let's go over to our friend Maria here. Maria says, good morning, guys. My son pulled the same stunt last year, and I told him the phone stays gone until he shows me he can be respectful again. Took about 3 days, and then he started doing his chores without even being asked. They will absolutely test you. Just do not back down too soon. Like I said, you got to hold the line.
Hold the line.
Ben says, stop negotiating with your kid. Keep the phone. Take the router to work. She can hang out and figure out how to entertain herself. That's old school, but taking the router to work is crazy. Because if you, even if you do keep it at home, she's going to figure out a way to bypass
the password.
We
have talked about this so many times about parents and how they don't fully understand technology, or at least ours didn't. When we were punished as children, how our parents would just start ripping the TV off the wall. It's like, you can just take the cord. You don't need to do all of that.
My mother knew Nintendo was everything for me and my brother. Everything. And when we were grounded, when we were punished, she'd take away the console, the controllers, everything. I was like, just take the controllers. And she hid a piece of that console every different part of the house. Controllers in the bedroom, the actual console itself in the hallway closet, the cords in the basement under the steps. It's a scavenger hunt.
It's too much.
Katrina says, this mom is doing it all wrong. Give her a chance to earn it back. I always give my kids a path back. You can earn your phone back by doing XYZ. That way, it's not just punishment. It's a lesson, and it gives them a little control, which teens need. Even if they don't admit it. God, having kids sounds so stressful.
So stressful.
I met a gentleman the other day who I had a really nice heart-to-heart conversation with. And he goes, Moose, I'm going to be honest with you. I had my son at 52 years old. And I'm like, that's, are you tired?
No, literally.
It's like the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm like, well, you definitely got a chance to live for a little bit before you did that.
Yeah.
Lindsay says, she's not going to thank you now, but one day she will. I always remind myself, I'm raising an adult. I'm not trying to be her best friend in the moment. You're not being mean. You're being a parent. So do that.
Correct.
I can't believe, like, you have a 15-year-old that's telling you, these are on my terms. I will help with chores if you give me my phone back. It's like, you know what? Why don't you just stay in your room and rot?
It's like a weird game of chess. You know what I mean? Like, you are going to do this move, I'll raise you this move, and
it always sounds so much harder with daughters.
Well, they're more manipulative.
She said it herself. Oh, I was going to say it. Let me go over to this person. Hi, guys. I agree with the other mom who texted in. This is exactly what I do, too. I always tell my kids, I'm not just taking something away, I'm teaching you how to earn it back. And it makes a huge difference when they know the ball is in their court. That's what I said. My buddy had to do this with his daughter. He put a point system in a place, and mm-hmm. she slowly earned her phone back. And what did she do? She went around and did the exact same thing she got in trouble for. Now the points went from 50 to 100.
Right.
You do it to yourself.
You got
to
do it.
You got to put the point system into place, Kayla.
So important to keep that point system.
Jill says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My daughter is stubborn, but when I give her clear steps to earn something back, she actually responds better than when it's just a flat no.
Mm. Interesting.
Hard to earn those points back when you're comfortable under a weighted blanket.
The weighted blanket's killing me because I can just picture it.
This is abuse.
Abuse. Okay.
Right. Whenever
she's
you say,
like, that blanket costs like $500. So.
I can't wait till you have a daughter. You guys are gonna have it. Ouch. There's so much to look forward to. You are gonna be bad cop. Patrice is gonna be good cop. All day long.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, it's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, another parental confidential coming up tomorrow. Kayla, you got to put the point system into place. Learning so much on this show.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Home of 98 PXY.
Shopping with you.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
That's right. Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2007 film Knocked Up, starring Seth Rogen and Katherine Heigl. Before we get into Breezy's review on the film, she was supposed to watch it last night, but just finished watching it now.
No, I love it. I love it.
This was a film that I feel like, I don't know.
I think it still holds up to this day.
We did a simple scene together, but I feel like we crushed it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that. Here's the scene we did from yesterday on Mooster Piece Theater.
So the webpage you guys do or whatever, is it just for fun or is that like a real job? Do you have a real job?
Well, that is our job.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we don't technically get money for the hours we put in, but it's our job.
So how do you pay rent exactly?
Well, I got run over by a postal truck and got $14,000 from the Canadian government, but that's lasted me for like 9 years. I got like $900 left. I'm no mathematician, but that should last me for like, I don't know, like maybe another 2 years or so.
Oh, God. Okay. So I have something that I need to tell you.
Uh-huh.
So here it goes. I'm pregnant.
With emotion?
With a baby. You idiot. You're the father.
How did this happen? This is really, like, messed up.
I'm going to go to the doctor on Thursday, and I'm going to need you to come with me.
On Thursday, I'm supposed to be going camping with my boys.
Oh, my God. This is a total nightmare. You know what? Just forget it. I'll go see the gynecologist alone.
Got it. Let's break down this film, shall we? Rising.
So, before we get into it, I didn't realize that This Is 40 was like a sequel to this, and I had just watched that.
Oh, you did see it?
A couple days, maybe like a week or two ago.
Yeah.
So, it was nice to see the full circle.
The breakdown of the film, if you haven't seen it, rising journalist Allison Scott, played by Katherine Heigl, hits a serious bump in the road after a one-night stand with irresponsible slacker Ben Stone, played by Seth Rogen. That one-night stand results in a pregnancy, and rather than raise the baby on her own, she decides to give Ben a chance to prove he's father material. However, he's unsure if he is ready to be a parent, and then both wonder if they would be compatible lifetime partners. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 90%. Funny movie, though.
It is funny.
Did it hold up?
It did. Because honestly, this is still happening to this day. And I know that we just talked about like the fall of the teen pregnancy rates, but this is still happening. You see it all the time. you think you're just going out for one or two at Dead Red and then buns in the oven.
But
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So incredibly
tough. I don't know what happened. We were supposed to have happy hour at Bug Char and now I have twins.
Yeah. the cast was stacked immediately. So good. I'm obsessed with Leslie Mann. I love her so much.
Well, I don't understand why Paul Rudd just won't age. He refuses to age.
He looked the same for years.
All right, Breezy.
Looked the same for years.
Your favorite character in the film, Knocked Up.
I mean, I'm really biased, and I'm going to go Debbie, who is played by Leslie Mann. She's Allison's sister, the main character, Katherine Heigl. Just because she's hilarious. She's so feisty. She reminds me so much of my best friend. It's not even funny.
Yep.
But close second was Seth Rogen. I thought he was hilarious in this movie.
He is.
But Seth Rogen is just hilarious, period.
He just has great delivery in all his films. And I know a lot of people get upset because like he plays the same character. But that's what he's good at.
Right.
In most of these movies, he's written himself.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Guys, he's brilliant. Favorite scene in the movie?
There were so many. I mean, a lot of them didn't have to do with the pregnancy. I liked when they were trying to get into the club, Katherine Heigl and Leslie Mann. He was like, "You're old and she's pregnant. You can't come in." She was just like cursing him out.
Yeah, it's not that time.
He kept letting people in before her. And
you're old and pregnant.
He was like, "You're old and she's pregnant, so you're not coming in." But I love you so much.
That's so tough. It happens. It does happen.
It does. These things do happen. There wasn't like a ton of people in this movie. I think like 10 characters overall, but it was hilarious. This is a movie that, I mean, came out in 2007, but this is a movie you can pop in still today and have a feel-good.
Mm-hmm.
Feel-good.
Jonah Hill's in it.
Mm-hmm. I always get Jonah Hill and Seth Rogen confused. They're best friends, no? Or am I making that up?
Yeah, they're close. Yeah. So let me ask you about the film itself, Knocked Up. What's the one thing you took from it as a life lesson?
I think that people are still to this day not learning from the mistakes of those to come before them, such as people in this movie, their friends, their family members. That went out for one and came back with
that people
a full baby.
Don't know the impacts of what one Tito's soda, cranberry vodka could do to you.
Your actions have consequences.
They sure do. What was your least favorite scene in the film?
You know, I didn't love when they were fighting just because you know when you watch something like this, they are going to end up together at the end. Aww. Like that's just every movie needs a beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah, it does. It sure does.
You saw it coming from a mile away.
Best throwback moment. We're talking 2007, Breezy's big movie review. Watched Knocked Up.
Honestly, just the fact that they were clubbing as much as they were.
Yeah, we don't have them anymore.
We don't club.
We have Roar. What other clubs do we have? Vinyl. But, you know, that's like 21.
Yeah.
God, we used to have so many clubs in Rochester. They all turned them into breweries.
Do people still club?
I would like to. Because, you know, I can cut up a rug.
Oh, yeah. And for that reason alone, Rochester stopped producing clubs. They heard you were coming back to town. They're like, oh, shut it down.
Shut it down. Breezy, let's get right into it. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you scoring Knocked Up?
If you haven't seen the film Knocked Up, hilarious film, great cast, totally stacked, and then you have to watch This Is 40 afterwards, I'm going to give it out of 5 a 4-3.
Not too
very
bad.
Good.
Not
very good. Very good film.
I would have said 4 or 5, but it's your review. Do what you will. All right. And that's Breezy's big movie review for Knocked Up. And this just goes to show you, if you haven't watched the movie, you should watch it. Because if you learn anything, it's going to teach you to wrap it up.
Use a condom. You know,
but it doesn't fit.
98 PSY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. If your daughter-in-law refused to take the family name after marriage, would you make it a point to go out of your way to make sure she doesn't feel like she's part of the family?
Yikes.
Yeah, it sounds petty, but there's plenty of traditional people that don't play this game.
Yeah.
You either add to the family tree or you get out. What do you guys think? Is taking your partner's last name still an important part of marriage, or is it totally outdated? Tell us what you think. 585-252-9800. We're going to get to Elena on the phone. Hi, good morning.
Right. Yeah. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to just comment about what you guys are talking about.
Okay.
I am, I guess, old school. I totally 100% believe that the bride should be taking the last name of the husband. And I'm beyond baffled. Honestly, I'm fed up with my son. He's been dating this girl for years, and they got engaged last year.
Right.
And he says that no matter how many times we ask, she is never going to change her own last name. She refuses to take our family name when they get married. God.
Yeah, so it's, this is a relatable thing. So how long has your son been with this girl?
It's been like 2.5 years.
And they're expected to get married, you said?
Yeah, I mean, they've been serious. They've moved in together, and she wouldn't do this. It was this complete surprise. We found out, you know, after they started talking about wedding plans.
Sure.
We find out she's not going to change her name.
And that's really tough. So now what? You're not going to make her feel welcome into the family?
Well, she's not making me feel us, you know, feel very welcome. It's, to me, the family, you know, you're marrying the family.
Sure.
You're not just marrying my son. And it's respect. It's respect to the senior people in the family, you know, the matriarch. It's a bare minimum.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I told my son, if she's not taking our last name, then she's not the one for you.
Well, how did he respond to that?
He thinks I'm crazy. He rolls his eyes like I'm the crazy one. It feels like rejection of your family, you know. We're going to marry you and take you somewhere, you know, away from the principles that you grew up with.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, for me personally, would I want my significant other to take my last name? Yeah, traditionally, I would prefer that.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen, it's 2025. There's things and people and traditions that are fading.
They're dying.
Quickly.
They're all dead.
Okay, so let's just call it for what it is. And I don't think you have, like, much of a say, if I'm being honest. It's not your life. Just like you have not much of a say of whether they have kids or how fast they have kids or when they are going to either move or stay or be close to you. Like, you don't really have a say in that, unfortunately.
Listen, I think this is the bare minimum. And if she's not going to do this, I can't accept her in our family. I feel like she is snubbing us, and I want nothing to do with her.
Yeah, but Elena, have you had this? Why don't you have this personal conversation with her one-on-one instead of going through your son? You know what I mean?
I'm afraid I don't want to ruin. I don't want to end their relationship. I'm not.
I mean, you're not going to make her feel welcome regardless.
Oh no! If she takes our family name, she's part of the family. If she can't take our family name, I don't want anything to do with her. She's not in my family.
Has she said why, though?
She's got a foot out the door.
Has she said why she doesn't want to take the last name?
Oh, she calls it too traditional or something. She hasn't said it to me. I've just had this conversation with my son. So I don't know if there's a real reason, but in my mind, it means, hey, I'm in this somewhat in this, you know? I'm not really committed to you, and I'm certainly not going to be part of the family that raised you and made you the man you are.
Mm, interesting. Mm-hmm.
I don't love him enough to accept everything about him. I feel like it's going into this whole relationship like she's going to, you know, we give it a couple of years and she's going to get tired of this marriage thing. If she can't even be say, you know, I'm going to change my name, I'm going to acknowledge this relationship and be part of the family, she's not in the family.
You know who you remind me of? You remind me a couple of my old school Italian aunts. They would say the same exact thing that you would.
It's a slap in their faces.
So tired. Like, if this is your biggest problem, I envy you. You know what I mean? Because there's so many other things to be worrying about. And, like, it just sounds to me like you don't really have a ton of problems. So this is going to be your life mission. And honestly, like, you can't control other people, Helen or Ellen or whatever your name is.
Elena.
You know, here's the thing. This is the person who's marrying my son.
No, we get that. I'm not saying I disagree with you because I'm old school just like you are. I hear what you're saying. I have a cousin who got married, big Italian family. The wife refused to take his last name. Everyone was pissed and up in arms. But at the end of the day, she's still going to be part of the family if she marries and she still loves your son. If she's taking care of him, then eventually you're just going to have to put that behind you because there's absolutely nothing you could do. You could feel a certain way about it, which you clearly do, but there's nothing you're going to be able to do.
Yeah, and like he could be with someone way worse that takes his last name and tarnishes it, if I'm being honest.
whole, I mean, it's not like a column A, column B restaurant.
No, it is.
You know, either
it
this is good or that is bad.
Yeah. Well, listen,
you know, this is, you know, thanks for forming this man that I love and
just
loving
be,
him unconditionally for his whole life. Right.
Be grateful she's not taking his last name, and at least she's not taking, you know, his house, his cars.
Right.
His bank account.
That's the whole thing, right? She's going to come in, get 50% of everything he owns, and never have to change her name, never have to be anybody but, you know, this person who wandered in and then wandered out.
All right, Ellen, I got to wrap this up because I'm going to get to some text messages from our listeners, but 585-252-9800. Some are old school like Elena. You agree or disagree? Is this a deal breaker? We'll get to those messages. Make sure you listen in. Thanks for your call, Elena.
Well, thank you.
Good luck with your relationship with your future daughter-in-law.
We'll pray for you.
Okay, gotta go. Bye. We got a text from a listener that says, why does a last name even matter? Love isn't about labels or paperwork. This mom needs to get with the times. Let me get to one more call here from our listener, Michelle. Hi, good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
What's the vibe?
My vibe is this is 2025.
Period.
And wedding traditional stuff is gone. Like the weddings I go to, the weddings I see online.
Yeah.
Just what people walk down the aisle to now. You don't see that here comes the bride stuff anymore.
Right.
Things are just changing, but I do respect the traditional ways.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep it alive somehow. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, for sure. 100%. I'm getting married next year. I've been kind of throwing it back and forth about taking his last name. We both kind of came up with an agreement that, like, I'm just going to hyphen it because here's my thing. Both of my parents passed away, and my last name means everything to me because my parents gave me that last name.
Yeah.
And it's something you're going to always have to, you know, be attached to them.
Yes. It's what I have left is my name.
Correct.
They were my parents. So I don't want to lose my, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I don't want to, I know I'm always going to have that last name, but I don't want to drop it necessarily. You know what I mean? So I'm like, what if we just hyphen it? And he was like, honey, what if I just change my last name to yours? Like, I'll be fine with that.
Tea.
And I'm like, wait, what?
Wait,
like,
that's
cool.
I could never.
You know, so
good for him, though.
No, I told him no, but I'm definitely looking at, you know, doing it as like a hyphen thing.
Yeah.
When are you guys getting?
It's a lot.
When are you getting married?
I'm getting married 9/26/26.
Okay, so you got next year then. All right. Well, we're expecting an invite here. Just send it over to 70 Commercial Street.
She goes,
I will, and I will update you when we decide on what I do with my last name.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, Michelle. Good luck.
See ya.
PXY at work. I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30. You're at just after 10:30 later this morning, The Julia Show, on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.